Welcome to Phoneboy Speaks, a short podcast about whatever mobile technology, social media, geek culture, information security, or general tech douchebaggery that happens to be on my mind. While looking at my Twitter timeline last week, I noticed a tweet from John Ledger, who's the CEO of T-Mobile here in the United States, and it looked like a two-factor authentication for Twitter, which is sent over SMS. I don't know why they do that. It's perhaps not the best approach, but okay. But I guess he'd accidentally had tweeted it, he of course immediately deleted it, but not before I took a screenshot, and then of course I sent him a tweet back saying, good job on using two-factor authentication. I guess that's one of the nice things about two-factor authentication, right? It's usually a one-time code for one of the second factors, whether it's either an SMS code or generated by the Google Authenticator app or whatever. Once that code's used, it's done, right? And sometimes the code changes every 30 seconds or whatever, and again, you can only use the code once. So the fact that he tweeted it didn't actually hurt anything, I suppose. But yeah, he went ahead and deleted the tweet, of course, because I'm sure he didn't mean to do it, or whoever. Actually, I think he does his own stunt tweets. It's pretty clear that he does. But it does point out an issue, right? And that you really should be using multi-factor authentication whenever you can. Now, it's not practical in every situation, and in fact, it does make it a little bit harder in some cases. You definitely want to do that, and even SMS, maybe that's not the best approach. It's better than nothing. Because let's face it, passwords are guessable, right? Or, even your, if somebody does break into your password vault, I mean, that's another thing as well. So you definitely want to use two-factor authenticate or multi-factor authentication wherever you can. And there's really three potential factors, right? There's something you have, something you know, and something you are, right? So something you have would be something that a physical device, and that could then, that is simulated with, as I say, you get the SMS with the code, or you use the Google Authenticator app, or Authy, or whatever, one of those things. It used to be a secure ID token, and those, of course, still exist. You could do something like that. Something you know is, of course, the traditional password. Something you are would be something along the lines of biometrics, so like a thumbprint or something. And honestly, you kind of have to be careful with something you are, right? Because something you know can change. Something that you have can also change, but something you are really cannot. So, you definitely do not want to use something you are as your only source of authentication, especially if somebody figures out a way to clone it. I mean, fingerprints are clonable, of course. Because you leave them everywhere. If it's your DNA or something, then somebody's able to clone your DNA or make the system think it's your DNA, then again, can't change it. So, that's a problem. So, maybe as an adjunct to one or two other factors, maybe that's good enough, but as your only source of authentication, it's not so good. I mean, that's why the iPhone has a fingerprint and a PIN code, right? Which the phone requires you to enter every so often anyway. So, if you don't recycle it or reboot the phone or whatever. So, but yeah, hopefully by now, all of you that are out there have enabled two-factor authentication on most of your stuff. Now, I do it on my social media accounts for sure because I might be mildly popular or something, so I do that, and people often use one account to break into another. So certainly on your accounts that can be used to log into other sites or whatever, you definitely want to have multi-factor authentication enabled to make sure that nobody can use those surreptitiously. But it's just one of those kind of funny things, scrolling on Twitter. Maybe you're using, it's nice to know that somebody famous like John Ledger is actually using multi-factor authentication. And honestly, it's good best practice when and where you can.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/PS on the web for more information.